Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. I hope that you are doing well this morning. I hope that you have plans for a good day. I hope that whatever you are hoping to do and accomplish today, that you are very grateful to the Lord for the beautiful day He's given to us, regardless of the weather, whether it's raining, whether it's sunshining, whether it's snowing, whatever we get in terms of those types of things, it is a beautiful day because it is a day that the Lord has given to us. I'm grateful for it, and I know you are as well. This week, as we've been studying some from the Bible and hopefully sharing some encouraging words, we've been talking about the idea of inheritance, and more specifically, our inheritance from the Lord. So I want to pick up and read the text that we've been using this week, which is found in 1 Peter chapter 1, and read that and make some comments about it and try to share some things with you this morning. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." So this week we've been talking about that inheritance that Peter describes there. And he really gives a few adjectives, I guess you would say, about that. And that's what we've been looking at this week. In addition to that, we've read a little bit from Romans 8 on Monday, which told us that if we are children of God, then we are joint heirs with God and Christ. And we talked about what an encouragement that is to think about being a joint heir with Christ. We read a few different verses from the book of Colossians, which remind us that we are servants of Christ and we have the reward of our inheritance, and to remind us that we are to work, that we work for the Lord, not for a man, but for the Lord, and to do our work heartily, knowing that we have an inheritance. And those are encouraging thoughts to us. We've read here and talked some about how Peter has described our inheritance. He says that it was incorruptible and that it is undefiled. And then today we're going to talk for just a minute about the fact that he said it does not fade away. Now I want you to compare that and think about an earthly inheritance that we may receive. We've compared that all week, and what we've really said is there's ultimately no comparison between those two things. But if you think about what you might inherit from an earthly point of view, it's all going to fade. Think about the idea of maybe inheriting a really nice, maybe even a brand new car. That sounds pretty good, and it would be good. But over time, what's going to happen? It's going to fade. The beauty of it, the mechanical operation of it, everything about that is going to fade away. And we could really say that about anything that we might inherit here on earth, is that it's going to fade away. Yet not so for our heavenly inheritance. It does not fade away. It does not wither. It does not deteriorate. Time will not dampen its beauty. It will not become less attractive to you or me as the years go by. You know, I read a commentary on this verse, and the writer of the commentary, who's clearly much smarter than me, talked about the word that is translated here that referred to a fabled flower whose bloom was perpetual and whose loveliness never failed. And he wrote this. He said, "The sacred writer of this scripture, in describing the features of heaven, could only explain that it is not like the things with which we are familiar here." I thought that was very well said. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18 says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." Oh, how thankful I am for the inheritance that God has set forth for his children. And I am thankful for the hope of heaven, and that we one day can be together and inherit along with Christ and along with those who've gone before us the riches of heaven. What an encouraging thought that is. Please join us sometime at the Oakland Church of Christ. It would be our honor to have you. We'd love to get a chance to meet you and talk with you and perhaps even study together. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30. For Bible study, 10:20 for worship. We get back together in the afternoons at 5, and then on Wednesday nights at 7 for another Bible study. We'd love to have you. It'd be our honor, and we'd love to meet you. May God bless you.